This is Steve Eggleston with No Runny Eggs, speaking with Representative Paul Ryan. Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning, Steve?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good.
The first 100 some odd days of Congress and the Obama administration, we have seen untold increases in spending. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, yeah, sure. This is the biggest gusher of government we've seen in a generation. I think what the president's doing is he's trying to bring sort of the third great wave of progressivism into being, building on the New Deal and the Great Society. We're seeing a budget that doubles our debt in 5.5 years, triples it in 10 years, chases ever higher spending with ever higher tax increases, $1.5 trillion in tax increases, which won't be near the amount of tax increases they're going to need to fund this growth of government they're proposing. I brought an alternative budget to the floor. I cut $4.8 trillion of spending out of the Obama budget. I went a different direction. Keep taxes low, reduce taxes to make us competitive in the global economy, cut spending, remove and repeal programs, and put real caps on government spending so that we can get finally to the business of paying down our debt. We've got to reform these entitlement programs. Instead of reforming these entitlement programs so that we keep the size of our government in check, the president creates brand new entitlement programs that are going to grow at an unsustainable pace, like our current entitlement system. And so the president has this on this very dangerous trajectory. The current path our government is on is, by the time my three kids, who are 4, 5, and 7, are my age, they will have to pay twice the level of government, twice the level of taxes to finance the government when they're my age. Meaning, instead of paying 20 cents out of every dollar to the government in taxes, they'll have to pay 40 cents out of every dollar in taxes, and that's before the Obama budget became law. Now you've got the Obama budget passing through Congress, moving on to the component parts, cap and trade, national health care, growth in great government programs, things such as a 124% increase in the Environmental Protection Agency's budget this year alone. This gusher of new government is going to take this bad trajectory that is the future of our kids and make it much, much worse. And so this is a dangerous tipping point we find ourselves in. And I think in the minority party, it's our obligation not just to criticize, but to offer people a completely different direction. I encourage you to go to my budget committee website, the House Budget Committee Republicans, to read our alternative budget, which goes in a completely different direction. I encourage you to look at my roadmap plan, which is www.house.roadmap.org. That's roadmap.org, to see a different vision for the way we tax, the way we have entitlements, and to convert our entitlement programs to individually owned programs where the individual is in control of their life, not dependent upon the government. My fear is that the budget we have right now is going to take the safety net we've got in society and convert it into a hammock for many people that pull them into lives of dependency on the government. And if that does happen, I think America ends up losing its greatness.
Yeah, the Democratic leadership in Congress, even before Arlen Specter, decided to switch parties, and pending the election in Minnesota, the final resolution, give them a filibuster-proof
Senate. Yeah, it looks like they're going to have it. Yep. I mean, it looks like Franken's coming. Specter gave them the 60. Specter says he's not going to change his recent position on card check. We'll see if that sticks. I hope it does. But this means they have it all. They have, you know, they really don't have any speed bumps in the Senate anymore. So this means the left has control of all of our government. Obviously, with Souter stepping down, the courts are now in jeopardy. And the question is, will the majority of this country, which is a right-of-center country, stand up and change this and turn it back in the next election or not? That's the question. And the question is, do we, in the minority who are in Congress now, give people a vision and a set of principles that we apply to today's problems so that we give them an alternative? Our job in the loyal opposition is to give American people a very clear choice, one based upon renewing America and not dumping the American experiment, the American project, the American ideal, and going with this European notion. And the question is, will all of this new government stick, or will it be temporary? And that is, I think, in our own hands as a people, as a party, going forward. I'm listening. I'm just getting some water.
Pause here.
I gotta take my kids swimming.
Let me. Okay. Okay, I think I'm still running.
Pulling a string real hard
yep.
here now.
I'm still running here.
Yeah. Well, how about with, one more, because I got to yep. take my...
With the recent announcements of GM seeking majority government ownership, with Chrysler first seeking significant government ownership and now going into bankruptcy, and
right.
Plans for government to convert the preferred shares that they have
to common.
several banks into common
right.
shares to gain plurality ownership. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, this is exactly why I thought the strategy in the Bush administration should be, give them the Energy Department money that they'd been granted the year before but never received. I didn't vote for that original energy bill. But in order to prevent the TARP from being used to non-financial companies, from going to the auto companies, the president told us the day before that vote, he's like, either they're going to get the Energy Department money or I'm going to give them TARP money. Once you open up the TARP, there's no end, there's no limit. And now we have the federal government running auto companies. This you could see coming when the bill got filibustered to give them the Energy Department money, because that was a finite end. There was $25 billion and nothing more. Now, the auto companies have that $25 billion pool of money that they still haven't gotten, and they've got more than 25 on top of it, and there's no end in it. And now the federal government is hiring and firing CEOs, replacing boards of corporations, nationalizing manufacturing companies. And if the equity injection program, which was never the original intent of Congress or the declared intent of Treasury when TARP passed, that also gives us a dangerous precedence. The whole idea of TARP was to go get these toxic assets out of the economy to allow the credit to flow again. When the Treasury decided that was just too difficult to figure out, that they actually said, let's just give banks stock, that was the dangerous precedence. Because now, with this administration, they can just convert that to common shares and nationalize these banks. So the last administration made two critical mistakes: equity injections through TARP, TARP going to auto companies, which this new administration has taken and exploited in very dangerous ways.
One last quick question. House or Senate next year?
Say that again? Oh, are we going to take the majority in the House or the Senate?
No, are you going to run for re-election
This is early, but I'm sticking with the House right now because I'm in a great position of leadership to make a difference. And I have more impact now in my position in the House.
Okay, thank you very much.
I got to get going, yeah.